Sarah doesn't know about, because this is this is a song about something that happened to me in 1997, which I was quite surprised by. Sarah and I were on a night bus home in Warsaw, having been to a party. I don't know if you're familiar with night buses, they're usually full of drunk and sleeping people, whose destination is to wake up at the far end going, "Oh no!" and then fall asleep again and get to the other end and go, "Oh no!" And we were on our way home from a party, and we had a really stupid row about the word ergo. And I have to say, honestly, no word of lie, it's one of the very few rows we've ever had. And it was a really stupid row. So I was sitting there, and Sarah was cross with me. And I thought, I don't want you to be cross. I don't like it when you're cross, because then you're not happy. And I want you to be happy. And I want to do things that make you happy. And I was sitting there going, oh, this is a new thing. Not had that before. I'm sorry if this is a bit soppy, but hey, it's my name. This is a song about that realisation, which I discovered was true nearly 20 years ago, and is very true today, and will still be true in another 20 years. And it's, what's it called? Remind me? It's called It Must Be Love. It's by Labby Siffrey, and it's arranged by the very marvellous Paul Pritchard. Trippett, sorry. Oh, sorry, wrong way around. But very talented chap anyway. Okay, thank you. And Kate, who is also incredibly talented.
I do.